When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You okay?
Yeah, no, he's not.
Leave room for the fire truck. Watch out for the fire truck. Everybody, remain calm. Fire's here.
That's the sound of passengers disembarking via slide, emergency slide, over the weekend on an American flight in Denver. And the little crying kid in the beginning of that is because his dad tripped and fell on him because he also had his overhead carry-on with him.
The Denver Fire Department said the problem occurred on board the flight from Denver to Miami while the plane was still on the runway. Passengers said they heard a large boom while they were about to take off, which no one wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, all 173 passengers and six crew members were evacuated from the craft. But yeah, you're not supposed to take anything with you. I didn't know this, but they are very strict about the fact that if that ever happens, don't grab your stuff, grab your child, grab yourself, and get the you-know-what off that flight as quickly as possible, especially because the freaking plane was on fire.
Yes, yeah, so the wheel was on fire. Now listen, they tell you before you take off, when they go through the safety thing and invent an emergency and use the slide, do not grab your stuff out of the overhead. Leave everything.
Do they say that during the...
Yes, they
every
do.
Time?
Yes, they do.
Shame on me. I'm being serious. Mm-hmm. I try to be. Ever since we did a show once and asked flight attendants to call in and say, are you bothered when you're not being paid attention to during the instructions that we've all heard a million times? And they all said, yes, we are bothered by that. I've made a very conscious effort to pay attention mm-hmm. to them, no matter how many times I've flown or no matter how many times I've thought I've heard this. And I did not know that they said mm-hmm. that until just now.
And there's a good reason for it, because you reaching up, trying to grab things out and try to get down the aisle. Think about how difficult it can be sometimes when you're getting on the plane with your carry-on and then trying to put it up in the overhead bin. Imagine now it's an emergency and everybody needs to get off quickly. You stopping everything because you got to grab your bag. Joining us now is a flight attendant named Scotty, and we wanted to get his perspective on this.
Hey, Scotty, thanks for joining us. What were your thoughts when you saw the footage of the Denver flight evacuation?
Infuriating. I mean, that was just, it's so crazy to see these videos over and over and over. The first thing that the flight attendants will do is say, leave everything behind, come this way. Leave everything behind, come this way. And when just seconds matter, getting off of a plane, especially an emergency evacuation, obviously, you stopping to get the bag from underneath your seat or the overhead bin, I mean, that can cost a life. But at the same time, I wonder how much of that is just muscle memory. People that are just so freaked out that they're just grabbing and going.
I was going to say, there's two examples from that video that I took away. One father who did it wrong, who was clearly grabbed an overhead bag because it was the one with the handle. So that's not under the seat, that big one, going down the slide with his kid in one hand. And because he's not prepared to be holding his child correctly, he falls and lands on his kid in his bag. But then there was another dad who did it right. He had his child on his chest with his arms across, and they jumped onto the slide and slid down, and he had no problem. So it was the best and the worst example in that video.
In training, they'll actually tell you if it's holding up the line of people getting out, just take it out of their hands, throw it outside, or just move it, you know, throw it into the galley, throw it someplace else if they've got their bag.
Scott, as a flight attendant, have you ever been in an experience like that?
No, not at all. Not at all, but trained over and over and over for it. Fire is the most dangerous thing in any airline, you know, cabin, so you train for that over and over and over. And the flight attendants, you know, every year they go back and they get recertified, and it's just muscle memory at that point when the captain comes on and says, evacuate, and then there are things that you do to check and see where the danger is before you ever open that door and pop the slide.
By the way, I like how Scott, a trained flight attendant, says, we have to evacuate, all calm. If it was me, I'd be like, we have to get the hell out of here right now! Right now! Go!
I would like to have seen you have a word with the people who were trying to grab their bags out of the overhead, John.
You know, honestly, when Scott said that, I guess I don't know what I would do. Muscle memory, Scott has a good point. You just grab your bag and you leave. But people are notorious for not listening on airplanes anyway.
Yes.
So why would they listen when there's an emergency?
Yeah, and they're telling them as the emergency's happening. Well, and this is just a great reminder to us to pay attention and listen.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, no, Scott, thank you. Safe flying to everybody. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.